This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. This next story is about a man living out his dream inside a dream. It was the dream of a young Central Massachusetts man, Alexander Diaz, to bring his play titled Joseph's Dream, A Vision of Choice, to a major theater. The play is a Bible story about the dream Joseph has after being told by Mary that she's pregnant with Jesus. He doubts her story. So, picture a stage coming to life as a full multimedia production with projected 3D images of palms swaying at an oasis, a boat trying to navigate a stormy ocean, and the village of Jerusalem. The play opens like this.
Once again, a conqueror comes from across the Mediterranean Sea. Roman ships and Roman soldiers conquer everything in their path. And in 63 BC, the mighty Roman army takes Jerusalem.
We caught up with the show's creator and director, Alexander Diaz, in Worcester in the hours before his one dress rehearsal. While stagehands finalized the props and the technical crew ran through lighting cues, we sat down with Diaz to talk about his play, a production which had its one and only run so far in a local church, and tonight lights up the largest stage in Central Mass, the Hanover in Worcester.
It's ready. Working hard is paying off.
Are you kind of living a dream with this yourself? Could you have imagined this a few years ago?
No, I'm living the dream, and it's amazing what a dream can do to you coming to reality.
Tell us about the genesis of this idea from the gift of a Bible a few years back.
Yes, I have trouble all my life gravitating to read the Bible and to see what it's all about. And then one time I was in conversation with one of my dear friends. She knew that I'm having trouble, and then she came with this 1800s Bible falling apart. And as soon as I opened this Bible, I came across with Joseph, the father of Jesus. In this dream, you will see what I think happened to Joseph.
It's about his struggle with decision-making, whether to
accept
the role or
not. Struggle to decision and understand and to make the right choice. I think it's very important to me to put out there Joseph's life in a totally different perspective.
Let me ask you about the production. Yeah. The show is a very multimedia presentation with the lighting, projections, 3D mapping. What's that all about? What's the attempt here?
What we're trying to do is to transport you to the dream of Joseph. I wanted to start an experiment and trying to get theater in another level, and I start making more like a film. I want people to come sit down and feel like they are in the film set.
You went from creating the play to performing it in a local church. Now you're at a major theater, the Hanover in Worcester. Where do you want to go with the show next?
I wanted to go to Boston. Then after that, I would love to go to maybe someday Broadway. But my ultimate dream is to make a film out of it.
The community support you got has been incredible, from what I understand.
That's something that I don't know how to explain that, because the people have been wonderful. And I don't know what is gravitating them, but I guess we're doing something good.
Alex Diaz, thanks a lot. Good luck with the show. Break
a
leg.
Thank you so much, Bob. And it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Joseph's Dream, A Vision of Choice, has a two-night run tonight and tomorrow night at the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts in Worcester.
A cruel man by nature, Herod, tries to win the Jewish people's favor by building them a new and more beautiful temple. The Romans like his promises and vote to make Herod the king of the Jews, not knowing that the true king is on his way.